brothers and sisters, I want to, or again, this is focused primarily on sisters, but I want to explain the, basically, the development of the economic plan that I've been given. Shortly in April of 2010, after I was given the names for the organization, the Spirit prompted me to develop a business plan, actually to leave my job full-time at the Capitol and to work full-time on the business plan and let my life unfold in whatever direction the Lord was guiding me. And so I did. It was a difficult step. I left really all financial security to pursue what I was pursuing. And I was given blessings that miracles small and great would attend the work I was doing. I just want to say that it was about, in April, I got the names. In December, I was given, I was in the Tipinogos Temple and changing robes in the middle of the, between the men and the women. And anyway, I was just someone, it was as if someone was just whispering into my mind three keys, and they repeated them. But the first was $3 a month. And the second key that came was a barter system or education system, which would be $1 a day for 2 months, where people would learn about this, or they would trade time to learn about it and to learn with other people. I realized in time that was really another economic system for education, that we can make education very affordable for everyone. But that the third aspect I was given was to start a microloan program in these local neighborhood units. I was really excited when this came to me. I was like, oh my gosh, now I know what to do with the business plan, because I've been writing the business plan really kind of speculating and just wondering what I was doing. And I'm like, I had no real focus of it. And so I went home, and I now had a way to crunch the financials to come up with a true understanding of what I was doing. And I'd been given a number of pieces, but these pieces were really key. And so I went home, and here I am in my basement apartment, crunching away the numbers. And I was simulating, you know, what if everybody in a town, you know, of 100,000 gave $3 a month, and you know, what would we, how would we focus that on education and building these simple living centers? And the impression had come at that time that they were facilities, 5-10,000 square foot facilities built that they could be turned into temples one day. And so I had some of the economics, and I know I've managed facilities for years, so I, you know, I knew roughly the economics of building buildings. But that this was, I was also told this was to be patterned after Habitat for Humanity. And so I looked up Habitat for Humanity, how they operate, and they basically, 90% of their funds stay local, 10% goes international to the international organization. So I really now had a fiscal model for starting the local units and the international unit. And I kind of crunched numbers at running an international organization. I literally talked to Habitat for Humanity on, and attorneys on branding with them, and what that would involve. It involves roughly about a $600,000 donation a year. And And the branding for Habitat for Humanity was valued around $2 billion. I mean, this was clearly, I was given indications that this, the Lord didn't intend for this to be small. It would go worldwide. It would help people throughout nations to feed themselves, you might say, and be an economic way to focus a nonprofit organization around the world. Basically a model for anybody. And I had confidence in doing this because I'd worked in so many companies. Not confidence of myself, but confidence that groups of people who come together with a common good purpose in any business, education, or government focus, any good focus that was truly worthwhile to the entire community, we could change the culture of an organization incredibly if we would just simply be honest with each other, become focused, work with the talents of the group, and be open to what funding or resources would come. And so I just saw through my entire career this spirit of democracy, or theodemocracy, as Joseph Smith calls it, work. And I'm like, this can happen, that a small group of people can lead change. Well, as I was crunching the numbers, I had this prompting to run the numbers backwards for the entire United States. And I won't tell you the number because I think it would pull people into, you know, that this is some economic get-rich thing for... it's not, but anyway, I was told, given a number, prompted to work backwards, and come up with how many people the Lord was prompting me that this would serve, and the number of people I was given was 20%. Well, I know from business models and from graduate work in business and education that 20% is what's called tipping point. It's the point at which a 1%, 1 to 3% are the change agents in any new culture or shift. And once that those change agents get to 20% of the population embracing change, then it's what tips, or there's something called tipping point where everybody starts doing it just because it makes so much sense, and it's so proven. Well, this can happen. This can absolutely happen. It's been proven in other small economies. I think Cuba tipped their economy back to local food production after the Cuban Missile Crisis, and there's little pilot examples of this throughout the world, and we just lose so much of our local wealth to a few rich people through the types of business we do nowadays, that the commonwealth of the people is basically being taken from us. It exists to some extent, but anyway, these three, as I pondered these three economic keys I was given, and that begin with two tokens, I should say, and the two tokens are $3 a month for Simple Living Centers and Habitat for Health, 10% going to the second token, 10% going to the international organization. So the key words tokens, a token is a symbol, literally a small coin that symbolizes something much greater. And so we... as we each do a little part, we can actually achieve a much greater end. And I'm just realizing that the flow of money, the flow of how donations should happen is all in the endowment. We are to consecrate our all to the kingdom, and through counsel with our bishops, and that will go in the direction where this is a parallel work indeed to the church. And I'm not here to raise money and have a career for Habitat for Health. Whether that happens or not, I don't know. At this point, I'm just planning my retirement and career on a fairly minimal existence, and we have what we need, and I think the Lord blesses us abundantly with surprises along the way. But I just want to say that this isn't about money, it's about working together, and the money aspect is there. But as we engage in this now, and start these systems now in our neighborhoods, really the Spirit guides the meeting of needs and resources and care for the poor and all that, if we allow that to happen and can talk honestly and openly and in councils as needed. So I just want to just testify that this financial model is simple. It can be done in any neighborhood. It's like a fast offering a month. It's a microloan program where we maybe make small microloans for someone to start a little business, a little sewing business to help the neighborhood, whatever it is, raise chickens, sprouts. The focus is on living foods, and I would hope that focus keeps a priority, because they're so efficient and so inexpensive to grow in ways that can be done in right in our house. So anyway, this is a little bit of background on the education model. I hope if you have any questions, you're certainly opened to send us your questions. We'll try to post them on the web. I've done a full professional business plan on this, and it really makes you address key questions, and I believe in most cases all aspects of that business plan, or the core aspects of it, were guided by the Spirit. And as I had questions come up, answers would come. I was counseled by the Spirit to consult with John. John is on the other side in a form translated or preserved and such, that he is on the earth ministering for this organization and the second coming of Christ and helping in that preparation. I clearly have felt a presence of someone watching over this. I've asked who it was and was given that counsel. I just want to impress to you that this is again the work of the heavens, and we can be part of a great work at this time in preparing for the second coming of the Savior and another way of life, essentially. And share these thoughts in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.